So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, in this video, we're going to talk about something called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, okay? Now, some of the symptoms are bloating because there's gas involved, methane gas, hydrogen sulfide gas, coming from an excess fermentation, which is the microbes are eating too much food and fiber. So you're going to have this gas, which is going to cause pain. So you have a lot of bloating, okay? Constipation sometimes, diarrhea sometimes. Now, here's what's causing this problem, okay? Normally, the stomach is supposed to be very acid, between 1 and 3, and there should be no microbes growing there, okay? There might be a couple microbes, but it's not going to be that many. Same thing with the small intestine. This is not a place where you're supposed to have a lot of microbial growth going on right here. Most of the microbial growth should be in the large intestine. So we have the stomach, the small intestine, which is like 23 feet, and then we have the large intestine, which is 5 feet, okay? This is where all the microbes are right here. So SIBO is where the microbes are growing in the small intestine and sometimes even up into the stomach, okay? Now, if the stomach is very, very acid, that will kill off the microbes. So the deeper root cause to this problem, most of the time it's low hydrochloric acid, okay? And that could come from antibiotics, antacid, junk food, consuming too much alkaline water, baking soda, which is alkaline. All these things can neutralize the acid right here. And then what happens when the normal function of the acid is supposed to kill a microbe in a food that you eat, it doesn't get killed, it passes on through here and it starts growing right here. A lot of the food that you consume, like vegetables and even some meat, has some microbes in them that are supposed to be killed at the stomach level, okay? So if that doesn't happen, it can actually start growing right here. There's quite a few other causes to this. Like one would be frequent eating. Now, if you eat too much, what'll happen is you won't give the body a chance to rest or clean out the colon in between the meals because you're eating these snacks constantly. And that could cause it right there because especially if there's constipation and then the food just sits there and the microbes start growing. The problem with having too many bacteria in the wrong place is the bacteria are going to compete with the food that you eat. Now, normally the strong acid should stimulate protein enzymes to break down the protein at the stomach level. It dumps in the small intestine and the pancreas releases its enzymes to start breaking things down and the gallbladder starts releasing bile to break down fats and it all works together and then you absorb the nutrients through the lining of the colon. But the microbes are basically going to start eating those nutrients and then kind of keep you high and dry and you're going to have malnutrition. So that is a big problem. You know, you can have all sorts of additional symptoms from that alone, especially of the fat-soluble vitamins, not having enough vitamin A for the eyes, D, you know, K. There can be just so many different symptoms. But just to keep it simple, that's kind of the mechanism that's going on. So here's what not to do. What we don't want to do is dump more fiber to feed the microbes. Microbes live on fiber and they also live on sugar, so obviously we don't want to do any sugar. So we don't want to do a high fiber diet, okay? We want to do kind of a lower fiber diet. That means even vegetables. You don't want to consume as many, just a very small amount, because we don't want to keep feeding the situation. And we don't want to add probiotics or microbes because we already have too much, okay? So these two things are not good. Here's what you should do. Intermittent fasting, okay? Of course, I'm assuming you know about healthy ketosis, okay? So that's a given because we don't want to add the sugar, but intermittent fasting is very important. That way it'll give your system a chance to clean up all the residue in the food particles through here in between the meals, and that's what the body does. It helps to clean out this stuff right here. So this is essential right here. Number two, acidify your stomach. With what? Apple cider vinegar, you can get them in tablets, and betaine hydrochloride, both of those in larger amounts. You can get them together in a pill, and I'll put a link down below for more information, but I would do probably 8 or 9 of those with a meal. It seems like a lot, but it's actually not that much. That'll start making this acid, and that'll start to help you greatly. Keep a very low stress life, because stress shuts this whole thing down, and it makes things worse. Now, if you think about what system controls digestion, it's the parasympathetic. That's called rest and digest, and it gets inhibited by the sympathetic or the flight or fight mechanism. So we want to keep a low stress life. Some people, just from that alone, could actually help correct the situation. Number four, you want to consume in a tablet form clove, garlic, and oregano. This is really good to help balance out the good and bad bacteria. Okay, so if you suspect that you have this, you can go to your doctor and have them do a test to actually see if you have this. And it's they can do certain types of tests where they measure the gas from your breath and pick it up exactly what it is. All right, thanks for watching.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.